Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
From the San Francisco Bay Area, it's time for Live from the Bay with Joey. Here's Joey.
Welcome to Live from the Bay with Joey. This is our special edition, part one of the Spanish Jews yesterday and today. On this episode, we will be talking about the Spanish Jews, known as the Sephardim, the Sephardic, the people, their culture, language, and the future. These were the people once a vital part of ancient Spain, since a time period of Roman antiquity, who lived well in Spain's golden years together with the Christians and the Muslims. They were expelled under the Alhambra decree in 1492 and in Portugal by order of King Manuel in 1497. Those that wanted to retain their Jewish religion were welcomed in by the Ottoman Empire, which, by the way, was greatly flourished by these people. Many others went on to North Africa, as well as Italy and the Netherlands. They left Iberia with their ancient 14th century Spanish and with basically no contact with their homeland of Spain. Their language, Hebreo-Espanol, especially in the Ottoman Empire, remained unchanged even now to this very day. Over 500 years later, these Jews are still in existence, perhaps in smaller in numbers than other Jews. For some, there may be the fear that the language, culture, and people are becoming extinct, but on this show today, we're going to let you know that this is really not the case at all. The Sephardic, the language, culture, and people are still very much alive today. I have asked some experts from the USA on the subjects of the Spanish Jews, the Sephardic, to speak this evening. Joining me today are the following individuals. It will be Rachel Amado Bortnik. Rachel Amado Bortnik, a native of Izmir, Turkey, who came to America as a foreign student over 50 years ago and now lives in Dallas, Texas. She is the founder and moderator of Ladino Comunita, an online group that corresponds only in Judeo-Spanish, also known as Ladino. Rachel is a Sephardic Jew, which means that her ancestors had come to Turkey, the old Ottoman Empire, from Spain. Her native language is Ladino. Dolores Sloan, president of the Society for Crypto-Judaic Studies, author of The Sephardic Jews of Spain and Portugal. Sloan brings one half century of expertise as writer, journalist, editor, speaker, and professor to our diverse publications and presentations. She is editor of the Journal of Spanish, Portuguese, and Italian Crypto-Jews and former editor of Halapad, I don't know, she may correct me, Journal of Society of Crypto-Judaic Studies, a knowledgeable and skillful speaker. She has addressed audiences in museums and cultural centers, religious and community organizations on the subject of her book and related topics. She has taught public speaking and English at Mount St. Mary's College, Los Angeles, where she also taught women in Jewish history and culture. Also joining us will be Gloria Asher, was born in the Bronx, New York, of Sephardic Jews from Smyrna, now Izmir, Turkey. She grew up with the language Ladino, Judeo-Espanol, and with Sephardic culture, food, values, and atmosphere. Gloria writes poems, composes, and sings songs in Ladino, and has written and presented both in Ladino and in English on aspects of Judeo-Spanish culture and literature. She teaches Ladino language and culture and Sephardic tradition, among other things, at Tufts University. Finally joining me will be Brian Kirshen of New York City, graduate student at the University of California, Los Angeles, UCLA. In the Department of Spanish and Portuguese, he focuses his research on Judeo-Spanish linguistics and is the founder, co-director of UC Ladino, a student organization dedicated to promoting the knowledge and use of Judeo-Spanish language. So join me for part one, the Spanish Jews yesterday and today. So I welcome everyone this evening, and shalom. Hope everyone is doing well. Are you all there?
Thank you.
Shalom.
Thank you.
I want to remind you that this evening we will be conducting this group discussion, so we will not be stepping over each other and too many people chiming in at the same time. I will pose a question, and I will ask normally for one or two people to respond to that question. I will introduce the people that will be answering that question. I would just like to remind my guests, make sure you mute your phone unless you're answering the question, and that is it. So thank you all for your cooperation. And this evening, folks, we've got, let me just tell you where everybody's from, give you an idea. Rachel lives in Dallas, Texas. And Rachel, how's your weather in Dallas? Is it hot there tonight?
Hi, Joey. Yes.
Hi there.
I had my mute button.
That's all right. Is it warm there? Is it warm there in Texas?
Yes, very hot. Yes.
Yeah.
Of course, this is Texas.
Yeah. And then we've got Dolores Sloan with us, and Dolores is, from basically Los Angeles region, Santa Monica, California, right? Dolores, how's it down there?
Well, it's lovely, sunny California weather.
I know, and we have that here in Northern California, so Also joining us will be Gloria Asher. And Gloria, although from the Bronx, New York, is living in Massachusetts. Is that correct, Gloria?
No, that's right. I'm in Hyannis, okay. Cape Cod right now.
There you go. Nice place to be. And then finally joining me will be Brian. So Brian, from New York City, but is also in Southern California, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to start off our discussion with the first question. I think I want to know, the listeners want to know, who are the Spanish Jews? And I'm going to ask Dolores and Rachel to answer that question. So we'll start off with Dolores. Dolores, can you tell me who are the Spanish Jews, the Sephardic Jews?
Okay, Joey. Let me start by saying that we have records that Jews lived in what is now Spain and Portugal or the Iberian Peninsula for over 2,000 years. And probably the largest group of them came after the Romans burned the second temple in the Holy Land in the first century. And so they were looking for places to go, and many of them went to a land that they called Sepharad, which you'll recognize it's very much like Sephardic, the word Sephardic. It was a land that was known to be very fruitful, and so many of them went there to settle, and they became known as Sephardic Jews because they settled in the land that they called Sepharad. And today's Sephardic Jews are their descendants. They are the descendants of those who lived in now Spain and Portugal. And Joey told you a little bit about how they were exiled or forcefully converted to Catholicism in the end of the 15th century. And some of them came to the New World at that point because they felt endangered, and to other countries, as he described to you. But if their ancestry was in Spain or Portugal, then they would have Sephardic heritage. And if they're not now Jews, but they had been converted long ago, they would still have this Sephardic heritage if they know about it.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, because I know you and I talked about that on the phone because I had some questions about that. So thank you so much for sharing that portion. And now I'm going to ask Rachel if you would go ahead and chime in for me on who are the Spanish Jews or the Sephardic Jews. And again, folks, remember Rachel was born and raised in she's a native of Izmir, Turkey, who is actually Sephardic. So again, her native language was Ladino. Okay, and you're on, Rachel.
Hi, Joey.
Hi there.
I just want to add a little bit to what Dolly said, and that is that the word Sephardic